Hi, I'm Walter Spires, and I want to welcome you to the season of Advent. And the word Advent simply means coming. It's the third week of Advent, and the theme is joy. And this week, churches light what is called the Shepherd's Candle. Before I began writing this brief message on joy, I asked myself if I could adequately explain the meaning of joy to unbelievers, and believers for that matter. We know it's not simply happiness as the world sees it. So can we define this as a word, or is it more of a concept? If we focus on New Testament usage, the Greek word for joy is chara. Translated to English, it means gladness, cheerfulness, or delight. But that doesn't seem strong or deep enough. So this week I want to share with you three uses of this Greek word from three different New Testament verses and contexts. The first use of the word is found in Luke 2:10 through 11, when the angel of the Lord appeared to the shepherds outside Bethlehem. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all people. For today in the city of David there has been born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." We know the rest of their story. They went to find this Savior, and upon doing so, they left glorifying and praising God for all they had seen and heard. If you too have found this Savior, who is Christ the Lord, then let us be found as the shepherds, glorifying and praising God, not just on Christmas, but every day we are given. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. To learn more about how you can become a Christian, grow in your walk with the Lord, donate to help keep this ministry going strong, and receive freely of all the biblical content, video, audio, and written, go to onlyjesus.life. That's onlyjesus.life.